What kind of day would you call it if it, the sun isn't shining?
It's usually a rainy day or a dreary day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or I have a bad habit of saying it's a blah day to me.
Blah day. That's the best way to describe it, really. If the clouds were getting thicker and thicker, like earlier today, how would you describe a day like that? I mean, if it started out nice.
Started out nice, like this morning, and started clouding up.
Yeah.
I'd say it looked like we're going to have some rain or some bad weather here this afternoon.
Okay,
so which we are having.
Yeah, very definitely. Okay, say if it's been cloudy and, you know, like today, and the clouds went away, how would you describe that to me?
And say a couple hours from now it cleared up.
Okay.
I'd just say, well, it cleared up, it won't turn out to be a nice day after all.
Okay. What would you call it if, you know, when it first started raining, how would you describe that to me? It was just coming all at once, you know. How would you describe
just
that?
A real certain burst of rain.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say the bottom fell out.
Okay. did your father ever call it something like that? Would he say the bottom fell out, or
yeah?
How would he?
If it just starts in a mist, mm-hmm. you can say it's misting, or a little harder, it's a sprinkle. And then if it really gets to rain, it's the bottom fell out.
The bottom fell out. Okay. What kind of storm would you call it if there's a lot of thunder and lightning?
Usually in this area, when it's a lot of thunder and a lot of bad lightning, we usually refer to that as an electrical storm.
Uh-huh.
And that's about what we refer to it, just thunder and lightning, bad weather. We got having real bad weather, we have an electrical storm.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
This time of year we usually start having these, what we call electrical storms.
Does it do much? I don't guess you have many fires around.
We have a lot of fires when it has
really?
Lightning. We you know, I was telling you earlier, we hate to get the trucks out in this kind of weather.
Uh-huh.
But if it gets to lightning real bad, lightning running on people's televisions or their stoves a lot. And we have to respond trucks to check this out. And there's times that we've gone just out for the road, go from one house, of course I'm speaking of my job now,
mm-hmm.
we go from one house to the other checking out this trouble that the lightning has run in and caused damage to, and maybe smoking or television have a bad habit of, they say you've got a frying noise in my television,
mm-hmm.
where the lightning is running there and you know, the tubes are kind of melting and stuff.
Will the picture tube blow up at times?
Well, I've never seen the picture tube blow up. I've seen it run in and more or less just fry some of the tubes, you know, make them, burn them out,
mm-hmm.
and not the cord, it, you know, be hot and kind of melted like around the plug.
Yeah. Does that cause a fire from the TV, or does that go into the circuits in the house, like in the wall?
It really depends.
Yeah.
It's just something that it's just different, you know, different cases.
Mm-hmm.
It could come in and just go to the television. It could come in and just go all over the electrical wiring and just have spot fires in the walls and stuff. Just like I say, it just depends. It's different ways at different times. It's just like a fire. You never have the same fire. Well, in words, we won't have the same fire yesterday that we'll have tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It'll always be different.
Yeah.
That's the reason you can't never plan how to fight a fire, because they're all different.
Yeah.
You have to deal with each fire different.